Welcome to Primary Attribute, where our Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they, them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons, and both the Cool Ranch and Nacho flavor, although we haven't seen Cool or Nacho flavor pop up in a minute. Cool Ranch is currently pretty sure he's not upside down, you're upside down. We all use the he, him pronouns.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse fell down. Go boo.
Or up.
No, it was definitely down for her.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. I am currently melded with Sidroa, the goo monster. We're known as Weldroa. I use she, they pronouns. The characters use whatever pronouns you want to throw at them because goo monsters. And we're totally in the dark.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student pilot. We all use he, him pronouns. And we're fixing consoles. Console cowboys.
Hell yeah. In cyberspace. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. It helps people find us, makes us feel good about what we do, and you should do it for every other podcast you listen to as well. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
Yes, I would. Weldroa was hanging out, trying to get a stalactite out from between the shield pieces in this main core room, and was enveloped in darkness and proceeded to try to have a fight with the one of those tentacle monsters that live in the darkness. Cog got hit with a lightning bolt. Squirrelo helped Grix visualize the problems with the core, and it worked, and Grix could see that there's a spot where space is twisting, but the connections are still intact, and he figured out how to make the consoles work correctly, and then instructed Cool Vons how to go reconfigure the consoles in a very cool way. Jesse finished removing the ice from the section of the shield that she was doing that to, and then fell to the floor. And finally, Grix was hit with the Zoomy's Most Foul, aka Haste. That's it.
Yeah. All right. So you all are in the core. There is a giant 180-foot across floating crystal orb glowing with all rainbows of light, which would probably be really pretty if it also wasn't shooting out magic energy at random places in the room. People, objects, you know, whatever.
Sirens.
So it'd probably be really pretty if it wasn't for the whole might kill you thing. There's the large telescoping metal shield that was clearly supposed to drop down over it and has failed due to being propped up by ice, possibly wedged into by a creature and apparently something else. And around the edges of the room, as the walls curve up towards the ceiling, are two high walkways, each lined with consoles, presumably for doing cool movie science things like observing and moving console things and going, shit, I totally can't think of anything because my brain was like, I'm in. No, that's hacking. So I don't know. Stuff.
I don't know. They could be hackers.
We're hacking our own science project, so it's extra edgy. Towards the back of the room from where he came in, reality is taking a nice break from physics and dimensions, including what I have labeled on our new diagram, Vons' Reality Spiral Fun Times, where Cool Vons is currently in essentially a rotating cylinder of walkways and consoles.
Whee!
And riding one of them and reconfigured it all cool-like, and now he just has to get to the other two. How hard could it be when it's all flying in the air?
I feel like Cool Vons would probably have been really, really good at that one carnival ride that's just a giant spinning cylinder, like this, it and it does the centrifugal force.
Good at it.
God,
I don't know.
What is
they used to like let you? They used to let you like sometimes the operator who was supposed to be in the middle would like like get out of his seat and kind of like float around. And I feel like Vons has that energy.
Just stunting at every opportunity.
Sure.
Yeah.
But all right. Soon it will be all your chances to stunt.
Oh,
roll initiative, everyone, for the new round.
God, I'm getting dizzy just thinking about that ride.
Yeah, I'm about to hurl.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I'm a 10.
It'll make great audio.
If you do, mute your mic.
What a stinger that would make.
Blur.
Here's a horrible, visceral, biological sound to end your podcast.
Hey, well, you know.
Well, Ian, I think you're the one editing this episode, so good luck.
Hooray.
What was that?
Oh, wait,
show
no.
On?
Oh, wait, no, I think it's me. No, definitely no one make it those sorts of sounds.
We lose our entire audience, but damn, we'd be remembered.
Yeah, I just had to stop listening because they ralphed right into the microphone.
All right. Cool, Vons, what did you get?
3.
Well, Drew, what did you get?
10.
Jesse, what did you get?
7.
Rix, what did you get?
7.
Okay, first up, Aldroa.
Uh-huh.
Something
we can't see.
Is holding you with its tentacles and trying to chew through your helmet and or your suit.
And I use magic missile to try and get it off me.
And you definitely hit it, but it is still...
And I definitely hit it.
Still going at it.
Still going at it. Did we learn last time that casting light doesn't do anything?
We're supposed to learn a lot of things.
I don't remember, and honestly, that is long enough ago that, I have no way to...
Yeah, I have no way to know.
I feel like actually, it's reasonable that you may have just forgotten. Like,
I think
it was that long ago.
Some of the light spells directly and expressly say that they cancel darkness, others...
Yeah,
you need to cast
daylight to overcome this one.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay, then I am going to take my magic wand out, and it is charged with... How many is it charged with?
That thing hasn't been charged in a while, has it?
No, we charged it.
You did buy recharges before you left.
I bought recharges in the amount of 13. 14. I bought 14, but I've used one. So I am going to take my wand. Can I, like, jab it into a tentacle?
Make a dexterity check.
Yeah, it sounds like a you question.
Don't fuck this up.
No, I fucked this up. It was a 4 plus 7 is 11. Dex. I have 1 dex, which makes it 12.
It is a prime for you, though, right?
It is a prime for me.
You're not really sure you really get it in a tentacle, but you do think you get it roughly pointed at a tentacle, and most importantly, not jammed into your own shoulder right before you fire.
Okay, so that is... I get 5? Did we decide 5? Or did we decide 4?
Cast as a 9th level wizard right now?
I'm casting as a 7th level.
Then you get 4.
1, 2, 3, 4. That's 12 plus 4 is 16.
Wow, that's the exact same amount of damage you did last time.
Okay.
Consistency. Although, wait, it's your wand.
Yeah. Oh,
wand,
yeah, that's
casts
right.
At a different level.
Casts at 5. Or did it cast at 6?
No, it casts at... Cast at level 12, because wands, you have to be level 12 to make a wand. So it does a lot.
Yeah, okay, so 2 more. 1, 2. So that's 18 plus 4, plus 6 is 24.
All right. Jam your wand at this thing, and you fire the magic missiles, all of which go off essentially point blank. You feel...
I have to feel the vibrations.
On your helmet, as you feel the vibrations. You feel a tentacle fall away. Still wriggling, and the thing is still holding on to you, although it seems mad now.
Well, I imagine it would be.
All right.
I'm gonna say, Sidroa, can you give me any help here? And you can go on to the next person, just know that's coming. A little help here, Sidroa?
Sidroa reaches out of the suit, breaching all of the seals to do a small amount of damage, and then you die. But it was helpful, damn it. All right. Cog, somewhere off camera, does Cog things. Skrillo, is still channeling the spell to help Grix visualize everything until you tell him to do something else, basically. Jesse, you're up. You're on the floor.
I get up.
You pick yourself up from the mat.
So I'm like kind of not close to the swirling place that Kulvond went. Is that right?
Correct. However, like, instructions are being yelled out. You would have seen it as you came in. So you know roughly where he's at because you know Grix pointed him that way.
Okay. I think Jessie is going to make her way over there.
Okay.
Does she see the dark area yet?
Yes. Now that you're over here, you can also see beyond the swirling, you know, whirlpool tornado that Kulvond is currently jumping around in. You can see the orb of darkness where Wealthy probably is, given that you've been able to make a rough accounting of everyone else and not her.
Okay. I'm going to be like, what's up with that dark patch, y'all?
Yo.
did I hear that? From
No. I just thought Jesse would go, yo, what's up?
No, not really, but
she's
more
funny.
Midwestern than that.
Oh.
Yeah, Jesse would definitely be an Ope. Ope?
Eh?
No, not Canadian.
How do you get that Minnesota, that North Dakota, Minnesota kind of vibe? But, you know.
Anyway. Jesse's like, how long has that been going on? And where's Wealthy? Anybody?
Tell us what? Where? What?
What's up with the dark patch? And where's Wealthy?
I don't know, I'll use some bleach, it's fine.
It contains Wealthy.
Is that Scorello?
Yes. I am trying to be collaborative.
Aw, thanks, man. That's great. Great job. If I had some nuts, I would give them to you, but you can't eat them in the thing, so.
It wouldn't be the first time someone's used that line on me.
Okay. Jesse's gonna yell up, hey, Wealthy? You in there?
Can I hear anything?
It's kind of muffled because you're yelling out of a suit and into another, you know, into another suit, and but you're not in a vacuum, so yeah, you can hear. I imagine Jessie can get a good shout going when she wants to.
Oh, for sure.
How grappled am I? Can I breathe enough to be able to yell?
Yeah, it's like got its tentacles around like your upper arms and your shoulders and stuff. It's not actually, okay. You are not grappled. You will note that we have not sighed and flipped through a book looking up rules.
This is true.
No one went,
Then I'm gonna yell out, probably facing away from Jesse because, you know.
It doesn't matter. Just say it.
I'm gonna say, I'm being not grappled by a stalactite monster.
Oh, crazy.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah. That sounds really bad.
Did a tentacle fall out of the darkness?
Actually, yes.
Okay.
Roughly so as you're saw... having this conversation, a tentacle splats against the floor of the room.
I'm taking care of it!
Free tentacle.
Okay.
Snacky time.
Not while we're in here, it's not.
The magic adds flavor.
The magic adds cancer.
All this motion is really kind of taking my appetite away anyway.
Well, but you're not the one that we're most afraid of eating things.
Original Recipe Vons has started drooling and doesn't know why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, shit. That was the room that we got the breaky stick in.
Uh-huh.
Amazing. I guess Jesse's just gonna, like... I don't know, monitor the situation. Like, try to keep an eye on what's going on with Wealthy.
Okay.
Be like, hey, give a yell. Just keep giving a yell every once in a while, okay?
Let us know you're alive. Let you know I'm alive. Okay.
Yes.
As long as tentacles keep falling out, then that's fine.
Yeah, great. I will turn to Grix and be like, is there anything I can do, like, out here? Or do I have to go in the scary reality bad area?
It's been a week.
Perhaps the GM could.
Yes. So you were going to go through some conduits, and you could make use of Jesse's strength while fixing those. So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Right over here. Help me realign cool. these guys.
I will help Grix.
All right.
Like the big, strong weirdo that I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Strong?
Strong.
It's yes, a word. Yes, strong.
It's a perfectly cromulent adjective.
Okay. Yeah.
Grix. You are going so fast. It's like the best coffee you've ever had, times like 12.
Cool. Sounds great.
You're going to go fix some conduits.
Carry this stuff. I will die in a week.
No.
You just have to man. Record another copy for somebody else. It'll be fine.
You just have to write down everything, and then Steamboat Willie will become your guy. Just do a
bold of you to assume that Steamboat would not also be dangerously imbibing.
Grix yeah. is now the star of the ARC's version of Crank.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh god, I really want to do that as an acting.
I've never seen it, so we're off to a great start. I mean that sincerely. I think me not yeah. having seen the movie totally works.
But all right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But all right. So, Grix, you're going to repair some conduits yeah. to make things go
yep.
better.
Repairing conduits. And right. I'm going to direct Jesse and to follow me and help right. with alignments and such.
Okay. So, with Jesse's additional strength, you get to add a d6 to your roll for this.
Okay.
You are going super fast. Jesse can only help you with one of them, but you can try to fix both this round.
Ooh. Unless I fail terribly, there's probably not a consequence to not succeeding on the second one. So I will probably try to do both. And then if Jesse catches up to me next turn, she can help me then.
All right. So you go and
first
you,
one.
You zip over, dragging Scarlo like a stuffed animal, just laughing in the air behind you. Somehow, uh-huh. despite being twice your size, twice your height.
Yeah, but he's just bushy fur.
Yeah.
It's all skin and bones.
Yeah. You go and you do a cool-ass baseball slide, and you get to fixing a conduit that's running, you know, through the floor. And Jesse, you go over, and Grix, I assume, does something like hold that against that and twist that way. And
uh-huh. And I do amend, maybe. Yeah.
Sure, yeah. And roll an intelligence check. Actually, amend would be an auto-succeed, because you know how this works enough, the amend would work.
Oh, shit. Well, if that's the case, I would hold the amend until maybe Jesse's not there.
Okay. Then
for the next
roll an intelligence check.
Okay, intelligence check for the first one.
Yes.
And
add a d6, because you got Jesse's help.
26.
Okay. You expertly stitch one conduit back together. It starts carrying power very nicely. On your diagram you have going with Scarlo, another part of the system lights up and looks almost healthy. Okay.
Sick.
And then you can zip on over to the other one.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you can repair it again. You can either use mend.
Yeah, I'll use a mend. Yeah, I'll
okay.
mend.
You go. You repair it with mend. I roll for something. Nothing explodes as the result of the surge of new power going into parts of the system that were disconnected. You can feel a hum in your hands from the conduit before you release it. And yeah, it. You've got more stuff running. These two conduits connect to, they're kind of off the beaten path for the rest of the system. They seem to run to a couple of, or a set of levers that are up around the top of the shielding area. Kind of up near where Wealthy is. So they're on the ceiling. Very conveniently
okay.
placed. yeah.
I don't currently have a way up there, but that's fine. Maybe I can jump real fast.
Pretty much, yeah. If you can get enough oomph going. This room's really tall, but like you could probably grab onto the side of the partially descended shield and
oh, it's you know it's probably big enough. It would take a minute, but I can summon my dragon.
That would also
I
work, yeah.
bet Jesse could throw you up there.
And how cool would that
be? I'll mark out with that dragon thing on my next.
Aw, I you guess if you want to take the coward's way.
Listen, I'm all for cobalt tossing. That's fine. But I just don't want to do it right now.
But the dragon can carry multiple passengers. It's more sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bus of transport.
The dragon can also stay up there.
Yes.
Yeah, that's that's fair.
Whereas I will come back down.
Just put glue on the bottom of your feet and decide to live there for the rest of your life. Easy. Okay. So you've patched together some conduits.
Uh-huh.
Those little high mountains continues to exist outside, waiting for Cog, I assume.
Oh, yeah, he's real sick.
All right. I promptly choose
Injured
wrong
is a time. Kind of sick.
Yes. For streamlining reasons, we've put both things together as one status effect. All right.
Basically, he got whumped. How did he get whumped? Doesn't matter.
Uh-huh.
All right. The core has another burst of energy, another lightning bolt, but it shoots out not near any of you and ricochets off the wall, kind of does so in such a way that it follows the curve of the roof for a bit and then dissipates towards the center. So back towards where the shield is dropping down around the core, but it doesn't quite make it there and it doesn't hit anything important. There are side benefits to building your place out of stone. All right. Next up on the initiative tracker is the thing, also known as what is attacking Maldroa.
Oh, God.
I have good news for you.
Uh-huh.
I roll shit.
Oh, good.
So it attempts to grab at you a little more and bite you. You appear to have gotten, one of its dominant tentacles, though, so it's having trouble hanging on. And then you feel it let you go.
Oh, okay.
And it goes somewhere because it's darkness and you can't tell.
Okay.
Cool Vons.
Yeah.
You're crouched dynamically somehow
uh-huh.
on top of one of these consoles. You have another two to get to. You're rotating clockwise. The next section of your hallway cylinder thing is rotating counterclockwise. Reality stretches around you. It's a good time for everyone. Would you like to jump to your next destination or would you like to do something else?
He has a solid fix on his next destination.
Yeah. Grix did a good job describing everything.
Well, good. And it's holding still enough?
Well, both you and it are moving, enough. So...
Okay.
You're going to have to time it right.
Then, yes, we're gonna try this. I assume this is a dex check?
You guessed correctly.
Well, that's going to be a 15.
What was the base number on the die?
5.
That's not a 1. That's the important thing here. All right. You take a leap for the console. You time it just wrong. And you manage to desperately grab onto one of the other consoles that's floating by right before you fall into the seam between the two rotating sections, which based on how you see light and seemingly physical matter stretch as they rotate, seems like a bad place to fall. But you're not in it yet. You're just dangling by one hand above it. On a moving object, cool. So you're perfectly safe. What's cool?
What's cool is he's got a neat little grappling hook situation.
All right.
Do we see something for him to pull himself up by? A ledge that makes more sense.
I mean, you could throw it at your target and wait for it to be up from you so you don't just fall past it.
Yeah, that sounds like a smart idea.
Okay. Roll another dexterity check.
Alrighty.
Are you using your grapple's ability, I think, once a day to stick to just anything?
At the moment, I'm counting on it to just grapple onto something.
Okay.
Of course, this wasn't the greatest roll. Got a 2 on the tie. That puts it at, assuming it's dexterity again, that puts it at 12.
You throw your grapple, it doesn't catch. And it gets, you throw your grapple, it doesn't catch. You watch as it drops past you into that seam where reality is stretching. And the rope starts tugging very hard out of your hand. You can try to hold onto it with a strength check or you can let it go. It is pulling hard enough that if you don't brace yourself right, it will potentially pull you off of this ledge.
Okay, well, we're not going to let the pulling off of the ledge thing happen, but I'm not keen on just losing the grapple right yet. So. Okay. Gonna keep a loose hold on it, but we're gonna try to decouple it real quick, do the rope jiggle thing, whatever, might make sure that it's in not a grapply mood while it's in a place I don't want it to be, but...
It's currently essentially hanging down towards the floor from you, which is going through a section of the warp that apparently exerts a rather large amount of physical force. So it's actively being tugged out of your hand. You can roll a strength check, try to like yank it back up.
Yeah,
but
out,
you won't
of
be
the,
able
to, out of the area where the force is exerting.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try a strength check here. It's not my best check.
Roll a strength check.
Okay, well, I got a... I guess that would put that at an 18.
Okay.
So not fantastic.
You're able to hold on to it and keep yourself held on to the console thing you're on, but you don't make any progress getting it back up out of there. But you don't get tugged in. You don't lose it. You just get at a standstill with it for right now.
Right. I imagine he'll see the end of his initiative turn just holding on to that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You are the join between two points, pulling you in opposite directions. It's probably a great metaphor, but no one can say for sure. All right. New round.
Oh, right. New roll.
I got a 5.
A 1 is very good, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, just the best.
Oh, yeah. Number 1.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter because there's not really, I mean, other than the, you know, stalactite thing, there's not really enemies, so, right?
I mean,
yeah,
there's
I'd say that.
Whatever all these forces
it's more
are.
Like, it's more like just, you know, tracking time, not, and who goes first, not.
Yeah, the environment's coming after you a bit, but.
Yeah.
It's, the environment has no sense of timing in the same way. All right. Okay, so I have Valdro at 5. I have Kulvons at 1. Grix, where are you at?
6.
And Jesse?
8.
Okay. And then, okay, so Skrulla's at 6. Cog is at 7. Those are the High Mountains is at 8. And the Thing is somewhere. All right, Jesse, you're up first.
Jesse is helping Grix.
You've succeeded at helping Grix.
Uh-huh.
I don't really have a next steps here. I'm just going to keep helping Grix.
Okay, that works.
Yeah. Grix, okay. I'm helping you.
Uh-huh.
Collaborating, leading by example.
Uh-huh. Yep, just keep tightening that same bolt. She's never been unhappy. We keep tightening that same.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of metal shavings for a repair. I'm sure it's fine. Okay. Those are the High Mountains. Brings Cog back in. They re-enter at the main entrance of the room. Grix.
Mm-hmm.
You're up.
Cool. So I've repaired these two. Vaughn's is vaguely working. Oh, I need to get up. Yeah, dragon. Yes. I summon dragon.
Okay.
I will check how long that takes. I hope it is not prohibitively long. I should have checked that before saying so, but it's fine.
It's all good.
I know it's at least a minute.
This is Dragon Mount, right?
No. Yeah. Yes, Dragon Mount.
Okay.
Yes.
Casting time is 2, so I think that usually means 2 rounds, but we are doing longer rounds than normal, so you can just do it this round.
Okay.
Like, we'll say it takes your round.
Really? That's all? I thought it was like...
I mean, it's more than
two
rounds.
Okay,
so
no, you're right, you're right.
Yeah, in a lot of situations, that would be a disadvantage. Didn't realize I could also do a breath attack. That's neat.
What? No, can't. How? Where? What?
I'm looking at the Illusionist 3 spell. Is this a different one?
Uh-huh. No, that's it.
Okay.
Where does it say?
This one says it can also make a single breath weapon attack.
You're in the player's handbook?
I'm using the Fantasy Grounds implementation, which is supposed to be the player's handbook.
Oh,
but
it is absolutely
possible.
Not. The player's handbook version is 3 sentences long.
I bet this is what they were talking about when they were saying they were going to make spells more consistent.
This illusion creates an illusory dragon that can be used as a mount for the caster and up to 3 human-sized creatures. The dragon flies, walks, or swims at 60 feet. The material component is dust of a dragon. Thanks, shield.
You know,
well, we covered that. I did ask him or them to dust for me.
Yeah.
And they quirked an eyebrow.
Yes. So, like, the dragon just has to do some housekeeping and you're good?
Yes.
You know, dead skin cells. Just, like dandruff at me.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Most magical thing of all.
Mm-hmm.
Dragon all right, dandruff. You get your dragon summoned. You can hop on. Do you want anyone else to go with you on your magical dragon?
Well, I mean, Jesse is helping.
Yeah, come on, Jesse.
Yeah. I guess Skrulla will hop on, too. All right.
One barrier.
You have your crew.
Woo!
You roll.
Roll.
Okay. Squello is along for the ride.
All right.
I see. To the ceiling. You can ask him to do things, but yeah. I figure for now he's just helping maintain that spell to help you figure out what's going on until you don't need it anymore or don't want it anymore.
Sure. That works for me.
Yeah. All right. I'll draw.
Uh-huh.
The creature is somewhere.
I was using levitate, wasn't I?
That sounds correct.
Okay, so I'm levitating. I can go up or down. I'm going to go up.
All right, you float up and check my diagram.
Crash into rough the stalactite monster.
You are able to float up high enough that you clear the sphere of darkness.
Oh, thank God. I just wanted. It was freaking me out a little bit. Okay.
The creature is not obviously anywhere.
Okay.
Outside of the sphere.
Okay, so what can I see? What can I see except aside from the sphere beneath me?
The rest of the room. You can see the big shield piece that you were working on. You can see the reality blender that Kulvans is currently working in. It's kind of blurry from here, but you can see the consoles flying around and see how the walkways near it sort of stretch up into it.
Oh, God.
You can see the core. I think that Jesse, Scarello, and Crix riding the dragon are probably far enough around the side of the core and the shielding structure from here that you can't really see them. Okay. But you can probably see those Lehigh Mountains and Cog where they have entered from the entryway.
Okay, so I'm going to assume that since... Okay, I'm going to look up.
You can
also see
a lever above you next to the ceiling, next to the shield.
Okay. I'm going to look up. Are there any more stalactite monsters?
Not that I can see.
Okay. And I'm going to assume that since I activated the stalactite monster that was stuck inside the shield, that now that is completely free now?
Yes.
I'm going to continue to rise up to the lever, and I guess that'll be my turn.
Okay. As you rise up, the telescoping piece of the shield the creature was jammed into does chunk down rather suddenly. About 10 feet, and then stops.
Okay. Then we'll need to... Yeah, I'm going to go up to the lever, because I suspect that's going to take it down.
What? A conspicuously placed lever being important when it's pointed out by the GM. That's never happened. All right, so you get your bearings, and you head on up to the lever.
Okay.
All right.
Cool beans.
I'm suddenly picturing all of the conspicuous levers that Ian hasn't pointed out. I've just been walking.
Oh yeah,
I could have
solved all your problems. You know, Arx gets a speed boost, height boost lever, the cure the corruption lever,
the barrel roll lever,
the fix yourself emotionally lever,
the oil slick lever in case another Arx is chasing us,
the nitrous lever,
the blue shell lever for if we're in the back.
Uh-huh. Oh, that one's important. This arcs was in the back. That's how the last other arcs went down, was a blue shell.
No.
They didn't want to lose. Arcs card is important. All right. Well, Droa, you see a sphere of darkness moving away.
Cool. It's running from me? Take that.
Occasionally, in an open enough space when the CK remembers. Creatures decide that they value their lives and would like to continue to have them. Especially because you're not fighting the corruption, where that is not really a consideration for them. All right. Next up, in a continued display of slapstick comedy, we'll draw.
Yeah.
So the shield did start dropping down a little bit. However, magic is weird.
Yeah.
So you see a bright red orb fly out of the core. Nice slingshot around the whirlpool of reality that Kulvans is currently in, and shoot up towards you.
Oh, God.
I need you to make a reflex saving throw.
All right. And exactly how am I going to do that? Just a...
Ideally with dice.
Ian!
I'm helping.
Just with a d10, 20?
Yeah, it's a dexterity check, unless you have something special for saves. And you have a +2 modifier for dexterity.
Yeah, that's going to be a 4. Did you hear me?
What?
How it's going to be a 4. Can't be.
You add things like your level.
Oh, okay. Well, if I'm going to add my level,
yeah, it's a dex
then
check,
it's a 9.
Okay.
Still didn't help me any. It is a prime, though. Not that that's helpful.
All right. You take... Well, you go, basically, oh shit. Because I think you recognize that spell as it gets close to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just shit!
Small ball of fire that then hits you and explodes.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God.
You take 15 points of damage.
Oh, God, I'm down to 2.
I rolled 3 ones.
Oh, God.
Yikes. Wow, that was almost a death.
Ugh. Okay. Okay, I assume that is levitation a concentration spell? I'm probably going to fall down.
I think so.
I mean, as much as I would like to make your life harder, I'm pretty sure what's right.
Okay, then I'm probably just hanging there.
You can
there.
Cast it. Yeah, I don't think so.
It is personal. Okay. Let's see.
Can you levitate while drunk?
Nope, 10 minutes per level. You're good.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, then I'm just hanging there, you know, probably little bits of me on fire.
Did we hear that? Like, is that a thing that is there a sound that goes with that?
There's probably a thwack of some kind.
Yeah, I'll say there's.
I would imagine sound. There's a foomp.
Yeah.
As I light on fire.
You know, oh, is no she on fire?
I was on fire. Yeah, it lit me on fire. I don't think I stayed on fire, but.
Because I'm like, it doesn't say fire in here, and then realize I'm still reading the levitate sheet. Let's see. It ignites combustibles, damages objects, and melts anything in the area with a low melting point, such as bronze, copper, silver, lead, or gold.
Whee!
I have a low melting point.
I mean, most of us do. All right. So, this suit is pretty well designed to withstand
a lot
of amounts of energy and insulate, and gets a nat 20 on its item saving throw.
All right.
So yes.
Hey.
The suit is not having a good day, but it's fine for now.
It's having a better day than I am.
This brings up an important question, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Original recipe Vons, who isn't actually here, but we will summon him from the ether.
Yeah, he's hanging
out back. How flammable is your glue once it sets?
Oh, once it sets? I don't imagine it's particularly flammable at all. I imagine that... The flashpoint on it goes way up as soon as all of the elements that make it dry fast are evaporated out.
That makes sense. Okay, cool. So the improvisational ceiling also does not burst into flame. However, you do notice that the part of the shield you're next to
melts.
Not entirely, just a lot of the magical writing on it gets warped and ripples out. It's hard to say for sure what effect that will have. Also, the lever that you were going to pull...
Oh, no!
...is currently red hot, and you hear a little screech as it warps to the side. So you don't know how that's going to affect being able to pull it.
Oh, fuck me running. Okay.
All right.
I mean, it's not like it did it at you on purpose. And it's not like you had anything to do with it. So I think...
I know, but it's still not good.
No, it's not good. But, maybe be optimistic.
Okay, I'll be optimistic. I'm sure we're fucked.
We will succeed. Hooray, optimism.
Thank you, Sidrilla.
Ra, ra, shishki, ba.
You know what? You guys are mean.
I think your attitude is correct.
I believe so hard in everyone, and you guys are all just like, no, this is terrible. We're dying. Everything's bad.
Well, I was recently on fire, engulfed in flame, at least. So
it was a second. It took a second.
But I was engulfed in flames.
I just think that Jesse probably just thinks everyone's overreacting all the time.
That sounds correct. All right.
At this point, I think it's canon. I do want to yell out, hey, are you okay? What was that? If I heard that. I mean, I'm assuming that we could hear something.
Yeah.
It was a fireball of some kind, and shit's melting up here.
Oh, okay. Well, I believe in you. You're not in the darkness anymore?
No, evidently I scared it off, but give me a couple of seconds. I was on fire for a minute.
I don't think that's true, but
it was like 2 seconds at most.
I was on fire for
four hours.
A subjective minute, okay?
It must be terrible when you get thrown into a fire.
What?
Sidora said it must be terrible when you get thrown into a fire.
I'm sorry. I am so sorry that you have ever been thrown into a fire. But I have never been thrown into a fire before, and this is how I'm reacting. Let me react.
Listen, that's not true.
I have been thrown into a fire before, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
Wasn't it the gin? Wasn't it the gin?
Yes, but also in Dr. Graves' office.
It's actually Dr. Graves. You had it right the first time.
I did. You changed it.
I exploded.
It's very hard for me to remember now.
I was gonna say, it was Graves actually, the first time, then it was Graves from then on. But yeah,
it was considering still all the fires you've caused, it almost seems justified. I mean, we're not like looking for you to go through pain or anything here, but you know.
Just like know that this is what it feels like.
It feels karmically valuable.
It would require all of character development.
Okay, I'm gonna deal with the problems up here. You guys deal with that, whatever problems you guys are dealing with.
Yeah, okay. And I just like was thinking if you maybe need help or something. Probably there's.
I'll let you know.
Okay.
Some aloe.
Okay.
Okay.
I think,
have you got
talk to other Vons?
Since I don't know, have you got those of the high mountains down there with you?
Those of the high mountains is with Cog.
Shit,
helping him take a potion.
Oh, I see.
If you were on fire, do you need to go take a potion? I think you should.
No, I don't need a potion.
I think you should go take a potion.
I don't have levitate. I can't get back up here. I've only got the one levitate.
Well, you could.
You don't have to turn it off. You just go down. Levitate is both ways.
All right.
It's up down.
Fine. I will get. I will go down and I will go get something. I will go take a potion.
Okay.
I have no stake in this. I'm just telling you that. That's how I loved.
Okay.
You can. I think everybody's got a stake.
Yeah. All right. Cool Vons.
Oh.
Well, everyone else is getting exploded and stuff. You're in. As my brain goes, the world's worst spinnery do, because I can't think of any actual words for, you know.
Merry-go-round?
Sure, yes, thank you. You're in the world's worst merry-go-round.
Whirligig?
Yeah, I think the one at the fair was called the Gravitron.
It was.
All right.
Yes, that's correct.
You're in your own personal Gravitron that threatens to throw you out into the air of a very, very big room. And you're holding on, and you have your grapple not tugged away from you, and you have yourself still hanging on to the side of a console. Make a dexterity check for me, please.
Yeah. Okay, that's not terrible. My dex would put that at 19.
Okay. As you're rotating around the outside of this thing, you manage to take advantage of the angle shift and roll onto the console itself as more of it ends up essentially more easily accessible and underneath you for the moment.
Is the console like the middle part that isn't spinning?
No, they're basically, the consoles are all basically attached to the quote unquote walls of the cylinder. So.
Oh.
Yeah, that's why it's hard, is because you're trying to jump from spinning object going one way to spinning object going to another. You're trying to jump between tines on gears that are next to each other, more or less. Inverted gears.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But yeah, so. You're a little more stable. You're not at the right console. Your rope is still being tugged. If you want to try to get that back out, you can roll another strength check.
Yeah, we're gonna try and get that, because this thing and this environment would be valuable if I don't miss. Okay. I think this comes out to a 15.
Okay. With that, and the fact that you've stabilized yourself and have your feet under you now.
No, not 15. A 25.
With that, now that you're really stabilized and have your feet under you right now, you give it a nice sharp tug and the grapple flies up and you've been snatched out of the air. with your hand. So you can throw it again this round as part of Navigate. Was Cool Vaughn's a skateboarding kid at any point?
Yeah, but he was like kind of one of the lazy ones. He wasn't trying to do tricks or anything. This is just the form of transportation that annoyed more people the most.
Well, you're channeling those skills to stay on top of this console as it moves, I imagine.
Oh, good.
Even nice and stable.
I imagine he'd like the camaraderie and the community, not necessarily the actual, like, knowing how to do this.
Yeah, and in fact, he didn't even buy his own skateboard. He just got a hand-me-down from one of the burnouts who got a job.
Honestly, probably a good way to do it. But it has great bearings. All right. So, Cool Vaughns, did you want to use your grappling hook to get on over to the other, to your next target?
Oh, definitely. And now he kind of wants a skateboard, too.
All right. Roll a dexterity check.
All right. Okay. So we are adding, this is going to come out to 22.
Okay. You ended up more or less across from the console you're aiming for. So you could use your grappling hook to go and just make it a nice, easy swing to the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could throw it directly to the other one, pull it tight, and see if you can grind on your paws somehow down a taut rope. Or you can just time it right and just haul yourself directly towards it.
Yeah, let's not try to get too fancy. I mean, the... I know, right? The showmanship is certainly something he'd normally be into, but his constitution is barely holding up against all the centrifugal forces it is. Or is it centripedal?
It's centrifugal. Okay. I think there is not actually a centripetal force as such. I think it's just... Garbage XKCD, dear listener. They know things. Okay.
Randall Monroe will straighten this out.
It's just because people don't like adding negatives.
Yeah.
A negative and a negative is always a positive. Three negatives is a negative.
Yeah.
Only if it's enough of a negative.
If you've got an even number of negatives, it's a positive. An odd number of negatives, it's a negative. That's it.
But that's linguistically not numbers.
Well, yeah.
We cut back from our exciting debate about words. Cool Vaughns, you go. You throw it across. You hook it right on a piece that doesn't look like it's too important if it gets tugged on really hard. You like hook it under the little counter bit to, I don't know, rest your coffee and your notes on, and haul yourself over.
Nice.
Make an intelligence check to reconfigure this console.
Sure. So he's saying to himself, a negative and a negative equal more therapy, and that's a 12 on the die. So in check, that's 23.
All right. You reconfigure the console. You slide the crystals around. You pull some out. You pull some out. You put them in other places. You just remove some out and, I don't know, pocket them because they're not needed for this configuration. And it lights up and hums happily.
Ta-da! He says that out loud.
The console harmonizes with you.
Ooh.
They're probably supposed to do that. You've heard all these cool things about smart machines. You're pretty sure this is what they meant.
All right. Well, I guess we take just a beat and orient ourselves to the new situation.
Yep. Okay, so you're stable on this thing. You're able to kind of walk, you know, adjust your position and walk left and right as it tilts back and forth as you follow around the curve of the interior and grab on and such. You're a ninja. You got this.
Nifty.
And you find the next console, which looks like it is right up at the outer edge. I mentioned this looks kind of like a whirlpool. This would be the upper edge of the whirlpool, except the upper edge of that is against a wall. So if you overshoot or mess up, you might get to have a fun collision with stone.
Well, before we do anything wild here, is he fully aware of what's going on with Grix and Jesse and Wealthy?
It's been pretty muted. I would say that you definitely saw a flash of light and heard a very muted, you know, flump sound when Wealthy got fireballed, and you heard people yelling back and forth. So you're probably mostly aware. It's been muffled, so you might have missed some of the details, and you don't know exactly where Jesse and Grix and Skrullo are located right now. But
this is starting to sound very 90s X-Men Danger Room.
I mean, well, there was already the threat of a fastball special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did end up a bit in the obstacle course section of the show.
Neat.
The real trick is the last console you have to put together, the Silver Monkey.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Now we're on Nickelodeon.
We're a wide-ranging erudite podcast.
I feel like we've been on Nickelodeon most of the time.
How does that particular show, the temple one, Legend how does that
the
hold
Legend
up?
Of the Hidden Temple?
Yeah.
I mean,
did they manage to, like, not do a racist? Or is it a bit of a racist?
I don't think it was terribly bad. Probably not awesome. I do know that they cheated like hell to make sure none of the kids won. There was an oral history of it a while back, and they had everything rigged to hell. It was...
Well, yeah, because they had the guys that would jump out and, like...
But it was more than that. They could control whether any kid won or lost. Like, there was no skill involved.
Amazing. Mm.
Uh-huh.
Or rather, no matter how much skill you had, it didn't matter.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
So it was more of a ratings thing than anything. Awful.
I feel betrayed.
That's the primary attribute. Rich fantasy worlds and ruining your childhood for you.
I mean, it's not as bad as, like, a brake pedal under the Wheel of Fortune or something like that, right? Ooh, or the Big Wheel and the Price is Right.
I don't know, dude. Like, that's pretty bad. That's like you can't rig games where you give away prizes. It's against, like...
Oh, no, there is a law.
It's against gambling regulations. Like, there's laws about that shit.
Yeah, there are. There are laws. Yeah, like that one guy who's, like, way too good at the Price is Right because he memorized all of the prizes and just learned math.
Yeah, I love that. I loved that documentary.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Okay, so Vons is standing at the eye of the storm of the danger room here, and
ready for his next leap.
There's just been chaos everywhere, so he's got no real reason to go in one direction or the other apart from getting to that console.
Yes, and you do know you need these consoles fixed to get this core to stop exploding, so...
Yeah, and because this is a show, that there's a rule of threes. We have to get three of them, I imagine. It's always three.
What?
Or some prime number. I mean, it's the occasional five. All right, so...
It's 23. You're going to be in here forever.
So he has the next console in sight?
Yeah, so... You're ready on your next round. You're ready to jump for it or swing for it or whatever you like to do.
Yep. In the meantime, he's just going to get a real good grip on his Gatling hook thing.
All right. Okay.
We haven't upgraded to the, like, Batman system yet.
Battling hook? I got nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron, what's the exact name of this item? Because I bet you know.
Batarang? No, it's the... I don't
Is it just a grappling hook?
I think they just call it a grappling hook.
They call it a bat hook.
Bat hook? I think it's a bat hook. I think Kelly's right.
It's a bat hook.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think they just don't always call it that.
No, they were putting bat on everything.
No, they I mean, in some continuities, yes, they do put bat on every single thing. But the one I really feel like in the DC animated universe, they really just called it a grappling hook.
The animated grappling one, hook. Yeah. I think the, God, help me out, Adam West version.
Adam West version, probably they'd go a little goofier, but
yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And when he threw it, he would always throw it. It wasn't like a shot thing, and he would throw it what looked like he was throwing it for maybe 4 feet. Like, his arm movement would look like it was going about 4 feet.
Yeah.
And then it would wind up on a roof somewhere.
All right. New round. There's no segue out of that one.
Well, no, the segue out of that one is clearly, like, climbing up a building that is obviously horizontal, but...
Everybody's bent over.
We just rotate the camera 90 degrees. Yeah.
Jesse's on 5.
Okay. Grick?
1.
Okay. And Cool Vons.
5.
Already on 5. All right. That's not what I should click. I go for a dice and I'm on the wrong monitor. So it's like, oh, yes, let's click the stop button for the court. No, don't do that.
Oh, God. No, don't do that.
It's an overwhelming instinct, isn't it? Did you get as far as the pop-up "Are you sure?" window?
I did not, because that doesn't exist for this. But I didn't click it.
The one time you really need one and they don't have it?
Maybe they want you to be able to cut people off when they're being problematic in your your podcast. No, this
recording. So you're saying I'm not being problematic enough.
Adam, you're being just problematic enough. Please give us no more and no less.
All right.
Oh man, that's a tightrope.
Yeah. Walk it.
All right. So as you're doing this, all of you see the core rev up a bit. The light gets brighter. There's a nice vibration in the air. It's probably fine. Those Lehigh Mountains exist stoically.
Sorry, what kind of "it's fine" are you trying to signal with that?
This is a highly subjective episode as it is.
The "it's fine" of "surely nothing can go wrong." You know, the hubris kind of fine.
Okay, thank you.
The hubristic fine.
Yes. Mm. Lesser known, but highly linguistically valuable. Well, Drew, you're up.
Okay. So basically, I'm just levitating down to the floor and wobbling my way to the door so that I can go outside, take my helmet off, and take a, given what I'm going to go ahead and cure serious wounds.
You're going to need to wait for that because
Okay.
Levitate moves no more than 20 feet up or down per round. It is stated as being at a luxurious pace. So you can get to the floor this round because we're doing longer than normal rounds, but that's it.
Okay. Okay.
But you're going to glide down and look real slick.
Don't hit me. I'm at 2 points. Rescue me!
Well, what happens if they pass out? Does the levitate go away?
Oh, didn't we cover that once ages ago? Yeah.
I feel like, generally speaking, any constant spells that aren't enchantments go away if you're unconscious.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Unless it's really funny.
I mean, what's funnier than a goo monster trapped in a body? Or trapped in a...
in a suit!
Trapped in a suit.
Slowly being pulled towards the core of a giant flight.
Yeah. I mean, what's funnier than that, Ian? What the fuck could possibly be funnier than that?
I feel like I've seen that old space opera ages. Anime.
Question as old as the ages? Yes, mm-hmm. It is. Thank you.
Thank you for putting my words together in order.
I know, babe. We're getting through it.
It's a team effort on this podcast. All right, it's Cog's turn. Cog recruits those of the High Mountains and jogs up to roughly where Wealthy is coming down.
Oh, good.
Is saying something about, so it's like throwing a ball really fast? I'm unclear on the concept. Do you think you can throw me up there? Because I can't levitate.
No, you think you can toss me up there?
No, it's going to be a throw. Hi, Wealthy.
Hi. Yeah. I don't feel very good. I'm going over there.
Taking your ball and going home?
I'm not going home, but I am going to take a pill. A potion.
Good for what ails you.
What's a pill?
You've made pills.
The whole time. Everything's
you
had to
know
be in
what a
containers.
Pill is.
You have to know what a pill is.
Have you
you are a pill.
Medicine yet? Yeah.
Why?
What?
Skrulla delays his action and tells he needs to do something in particular. Jesse, you're up.
I'm helping Grix.
Yeah, I'll just have everyone on Grix's dragon go on Grix's
I'm
turn.
Sorry. I just, like, I don't have anything to do.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really don't know what else to do.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
No one's directed me to do anything specific except Grix. So
and someone else is driving the car, so to speak. So it's hard to do something until that car is driven in the wonderful world of turn-based games. Cool Vons. You have your eye on the target.
All right. And we're winding up and tossing a Gatling hook. No, it's a grappling hook. There we go.
Grappling
hook. Yes,
I don't want to picture Gatling hook. That's terrifying. Although it'd be less likely to miss. All right. Well, that's a 15 on the die.
I just think a Gatling hook would get in its way so hard.
A Gatling?
Yeah. It looks really before cool on paper. It's like entangled.
Like 10 feet away, you're really just making rope.
Just making a rat. No, what you're making is a fucking rat king.
I'm gonna say, it's like when you go behind the computer or the TV that's been there for too many years and just every cable is somehow knotted 7 times with every other cable.
Yeah.
You don't have to, don't say anything more about a rat king because I'm going to throw up.
Okay.
Okay.
We can get 2 cuts on the end of the episode.
No, it's not your fault, Aaron.
I'm saying nothing.
I know. It's not your fault.
We focus in on our favorite fuzzy friend. Cool Vaughn. So, you got a 15 on the die. What's that total for your dex check?
For dex, I believe that puts it to 25.
Okay. Yep. You go, you hit, you take advantage of the low gravity and the spinning to do this, like, you jump and tug yourself and you fly and land perfectly.
Yeah. Looking good. One knee landing kind of thing. Yeah.
Are you wearing your scarf?
Yeah. I mean, that thing looks hot.
Yeah, it is. Majestic as hell. On the as outside? It trails behind you.
What?
On the outside of the of your like containment suit?
No, it's inside the containment suit.
Man, why would it need to be outside?
I love the idea that you put it on the outside of your containment suit.
You gotta keep the suit going.
Trail behind you as you moved.
Sorry.
I mean,
I don't want you to not that. Look cool, but
you imagine how majestically it would be flowing if you weren't cursed by a workplace safety standard. But all right, you do make your landing, and you can try to reconfigure this last console as the wall whizzes by inches away from your shoulder as you lean over this thing.
For some reason, I have a very Miyazaki view of this. Okay.
Cool Vaughn. What did you get on your intelligence check to reconfigure this console?
Pretty sure it wasn't that last roll. There we go. Okay, looks like on my int check, I would get a 19.
Okay. This one's a little bit harder, but you've done 2 of 3, and so it takes a little bit of fiddling. But you do manage to get this last console arranged.
What's the interface for this console look like?
So it's a combination of slots for crystals and then like tracks they can kind of slide along between slots. Some of them are more permanently mounted. You kind of pull them up, slide them down, and pop it in. Other ones you literally just pick up and place on the different spots. I think we described it once as usually there's like several in a row that have like 8 spots each, like several columns of 8, and you arrange them on that. This one's a little more complicated, and you think maybe before they standardize this stuff, but it's the world's most hellish manual binary setup, essentially.
So it's like one of those old computers where you had like switches on the front and there wasn't really a monitor or anything.
Very much so, yeah. Like, you're just looking at indicator lights. Yeah.
Yeah. Neat.
The indicator light goes to green. Your 8-inch floppy disk that has the nuclear codes on it doesn't get corrupted. You're doing great. All right. So that lights up. Cool Vaughn's, make a dexterity check.
Huh? Okay. So that would be a 17.
Okay. You keep
unless
good
it's
hold.
A form of dexterity I'm particularly dexterous in.
Not at this time, although I'd be interested to hear your list of what those are. But you go, you hold on, you rearrange this thing, and you compensate expertly as everything comes to a sudden stop. Everything is still in a floating cylinder, but the world comes back more into focus, and the sections are no longer spinning opposite each other, so you can essentially finally hop, skip, and jump from console to console.
Oh.
Or finally grow up.
No one's allowed to throw up.
Remember, if you throw up, you're throwing up inside your suit helmet.
All so over my scarf, no.
That's right, save the scarf bond. All right, so you'll be able to get out of here easily now. But yeah, so everything's all set up. Grix on your diagram, everything lights up.
Woo!
You think that this is... that everything is pretty much ready to go. But first, magical surges emit from the core.
Well, that's not good.
Generally speaking, no. This result is so boring.
Did anybody else just feel a sudden wave of relief?
A spout of flame bursts off and goes the high mountain's general direction.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't even actually. I guess it's a little bit close. It barely tickles it, and also appears to have no effect because those are the high mountains is on some bullshit, and I love it.
I also love those of the high mountains as bullshit. I think I'm highly on record as being pro those of the high mountains as bullshit.
Oh boy,
did we ever?
Oh boy!
Did we hear those of the high mountains' pronouns? Is it they those?
It's.
I think it's usually it's.
Yeah, usually I think.
Although
I think it's
no
always been
in particular.
It
doesn't seem.
It also like yeah I feel like I usually call them they because
yeah that's totally fine.
It is those.
But yeah. It is those. That it's true. It is those.
True. All right. So the reason I said oh no was because the attack I rolled was to hit Squirrello.
And you hit Squirrello.
I did.
Oh no.
Oh no.
And apparently my d12 roll didn't register, but I did catch what it was. So it was a 3, which means an AoE hits Squirrello, who is on the back of a flying dragon. With Grix and Jesse. I need everyone to make I need you two to make dexterity saving throws.
That is 24 for Jesse.
Okay. 18.
Okay. That's not a prime for you, right, Grix?
Not a prime, no. Okay.
Grix, what's your total HP these days?
Nope. That's not my sheet. My current or my max?
Current, I guess.
Did I get hurt? When did I get hurt?
I don't think you should be hurt.
Is that from the Halloween episode or the... Am I from the Halloween episode?
Because I don't think you ever took any falling damage while you were in here. How much are you down?
I was at 16 out of 24.
Yeah, heal that. I can't think of anything that would have happened to make you take 8 damage. Because I don't think you've gotten hit by any of the core stuff before.
No, I don't think
so. Did you just say hitten?
Hitten.
They did say hitten.
Okay.
Use language creatively here. Okay. All right.
Yeah, 24.
So you're at 24. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Good job. Everyone takes, because Jesse got a 24 on the check,
yes.
But it's not a prime. Okay, Jesse, actually, you have this. Skrulla has this. So the base is 22 damage. Jesse, you have that to 11.
So I take 11 damage?
Yes. And Skrulla takes 11 damage.
And I take none because I'm so cool.
You take 22 damage. You still don't know what Wealthy was complaining about with this being on fire thing.
I'm down to 2 hit points. I'm allowed to be grumpy.
Me too.
You're not the only one down to 2 hit points. All right. And then, okay, there's nothing about damage affecting the dragon. So that is still intact. All right. You're all a little toasty.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I should roll saving throws for your suits just to make sure nothing rolls really bad.
Probably.
Squirrello, Jesse, Grix. All right, your suits all stay together. Cool. All right, Grix, it's your turn.
Cool. I go to the thingy on the ceiling and we fix it.
All right, go to the thingy on the ceiling. You find a lever with Cool Vons's fixing of the console. You think that these shields should have dropped, or at least... Basically, gravity was supposed to drop these shields. Obviously, something has gone wrong. And you realize, as everything lights up, that these levers are here in case you need to give the shield essentially a big magical shove.
Okay.
Something jams in its way. There are 4 of them spread equidistantly around the top of the shield. Wealthy was near one, is now on the floor underneath. Oh, it sounds like Cog is going to try to get yeeted up there. You're near one, and then you'll have to find a way to reach the other 2. Jesse. You and Skrulla both have turns now because you're riding with Grix.
I mean, if I can, should I do the lever?
They do Grix? Need to be pulled at the same time.
Then they all have to be all on the ceiling.
It's a
that's
bad
insane.
System.
How did they? Okay.
Listen,
is there a platform? Is there anything?
Yeah, like, can you describe to us? Like, are we okay?
Okay.
We could really use somebody who can
be like
in a thing that was totally there the entire time. You see, yeah, the we could really use
somebody with four sets of arm bones and the ability to levitate. Ceiling high walkway. That would be helpful.
There was a ceiling high walkway.
There definitely was, and it was always there in the description and in the diagrams for sure. So
yes. Okay.
Yes. You also get the impression that maybe these are the sorts of things that
they wanted to make it hard to do it.
Rather, that these are the manual backups of the other backup. These were probably supposed to be able to be activated by a couple of the consoles throughout the room, but those consoles are no longer intact.
Clearly this was made by four-armed people.
Well, these switches are tens of feet away from each other, so one really tall four-armed person.
There you go, yeah.
But yeah, it looks like there was basically a catwalk kind of stuff up, catwalk kind of setup up here, presumably for setting up the shield at some point.
Okay,
the wrecked remains are still there. You might be able to clamber along it.
Okay, we have shaped stone potions.
You do?
I have shaped stone potions. Mm-hmm. How would that work if we wanted to shape the stone of the ceiling? Like, into like, just like a, like pull something down just so that there's like a handhold?
Well, Ian's saying there's a walkway.
Well, the walkway's a wreck, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
The stone handholds would be far more secure. It's part like there's a railing here, there's a railing with a bit of the original floor off it hanging off there. Like, you can get around it, but it would be balancing and you'd have to worry about it falling off.
Okay.
That said, so you can splash the stone shape up on the ceiling and kind of put your hand on it to put your will through it and shape it however you want. So you could definitely pull like a giant, you know, L-shaped hook out of there and give yourself
basically
something to stand on.
I want to make something so that we can, like, you know, sit easily on the little, like, on a, like a little ledge next to the thing. Anybody else can do whatever they need to do, but I think that that's what Jessie is proposing. Is she has two she has two shape stone. I'm assuming that we also give shape stone to a couple of other people.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So Jessie's gonna make like a little sit in place at this one and sit.
Okay.
Sit.
You load yourself off. Offload yourself. I don't know. Words. All right. So you do that. Squirrello is... Well, Grix, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go?
Is Squirrello okay after getting hit?
I will triple check his... Where is this character? I know I made it. Squirrello should be fine. Because he did make his save, so...
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So Jesse's offloaded.
Okay. And then Grix?
I will... So you just offloaded Squirrello.
I offloaded my, we could offload Squirrello. Yeah, we could, let's offload
Squirrello.
Squirrello
and then okay. I'll take you over to the next one. Next spot.
Okay.
Thank you for and this then... fine perch.
Mm-hmm. I'll
You're
come back
welcome.
And get you.
You better. All right. And you jet off.
Oh,
Squirrels
what?
Are good at
you
falling.
Can't... Oh, what? You can't get down? The great Squirrello doesn't have a fly spell.
I can, but it would be unspeakably rude of you to leave me here.
That's true, it would.
It would?
Would it be
you
in the
know
spirit
what?
Of collaboration?
And you know what? We're kind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying this weird antagonistic goading.
Antagonistic collaboration makes me very happy.
Yeah.
All right. So, Grix, you can zip zoom, duck dodge.
Yep.
To one of the other... switches.
And I'll drop off
Jessie
there. Yep.
Okay.
And then we need a fourth person.
Well, Cog was going to get yeeted up, but I mean, can Jessie see those of the high mountains from where they are right now?
Sure. Yeah, he could have just gone one of the directions. the other thing I will say is that Cool Vons has a more or less straight line via console hopping to get up to that, to get up to the switch that Wealthy was at as well.
Oh, okay. That's good. I think that Jessie is going to yell, hey, those are the high mountains. Can you, like, extend yourself up there and just hold him instead of, you know, throwing?
Wouldn't it be cool, though?
I mean...
No, you're right. I shouldn't die.
I mean, it would, but we just got another potion in you, buddy.
Hey, those are the high mountains. Do you extend? No. You have another way to do this? Yes. Great, let's do that.
Yeah, just tunnel through the wall.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, mm-hmm. is like, however, tunnel through the wall is perfect.
One of Ian's favorite things to do, NPCs amongst themselves.
Love those of the High Mountains.
Those of the High Mountains is very fun. But all right, and then so Grix, what are you doing with yourself? Are you going to take one of the switches?
Yeah, I'll take one. I'll take the last switch. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So we just need to get Kulvans or Cog up there, and let's just do that now. It's top of the round, mysteriously. Whoever wants to hit the switch goes first. Kulvans, would you like to hop, skip, and jump your way towards switch heroism?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so you start. Make a dexterity check.
Okay, here goes. Super neat. Rolling, and 17 on the die. That's not bad. So that would put it at, you said dex?
Yeah.
27.
All right.
Sweet.
Yeah.
You get fucking speed lines in the background as you jump from console to console, accelerating through the low gravity, and take a flying leap and grab onto the lever. You are nimble enough that I imagine you can just kind of swing around it and, like, plant your feet on the ceiling. Just don't fall. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, good time for spider climb, actually.
Yeah.
That would be a good time for spider climb.
This lever...
Too bad we can't take potions right now.
Yeah. Although, that isn't oil, so...
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It just applies to the suit.
Yeah.
Huh.
Do you have a spider climb oil?
Yeah.
Do you want to use it on your way up somehow?
Sure.
Somehow, mid-flip, kind of arc it through the air in front of you and then splash through it.
It's like the chalk bag that climbers use.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Vons has that do stuff in mid-air energy, too. Like, very Ninja Turtles. He's like, opening fruit snacks and plunging a straw into a Capri Sun. He is all over that 90s doing stuff in mid-air energy.
Yeah. So, as you do that, and you flip and you land and you realize this thing is bent. Because this is the one that got warped by fire. Cog gets lowered out of the ceiling, being held by the waist by a giant mountain thing. And just says,
God, that's so cool.
Okay. So this is bent. How strong are you? Like really, really strong or like normal strong?
What, me?
Yeah, you.
I'm like fox strong. So not really strong. But I'm taller than you. So comparatively, yes. That might like seem stronger
than you.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet you got that like short kobold strength. I don't know. Now is not a time to arm wrestle.
You haven't learned the subtle art of when to stop talking while you're ahead, have you?
Nope.
Yeah, that's cool. I get in trouble for that all the time. All right. So I'm going to teach you a trick of the trade when something's bent like this. The trick is realizing that a lot of this casing doesn't need to be there. Cog pulls out what we would recognize as a framing hammer, so just a big heavy thing that doesn't have any curve to dissipate its force, and bashes the metal off of both sides of the top of this lever.
Oh dear
this
God.
Lever is like slot, and now there's some lateral space for it to move.
Yep.
See, this whole time we thought of Cog as being like part of a gear assembly, but it turns out it's short for cognitive.
Cog's full name will forever remain a mystery. But all right, so you all have levers. You all are ready to pull them. Does anyone do a countdown?
Okay, do we go on three or like three and then pull?
No, three, on three.
I think it's like how we do the clap at the beginning of the episode.
Okay, so it's really like...
inside your suit.
Jesse doesn't care. It's 3, 2, 1, then pull the lever.
Okay.
Okay, so it's like the beat after one. All right.
Yeah, it's the beat after, yes, it's the beat after one.
All right.
So it's like clapping on zero.
It's like clapping on zero.
Okay.
Rick, do you do the countdown?
Sure.
Roll a curse.
3, 2, 1.
I fucked up.
I didn't even try.
I was going to have Grix roll a charisma check, but that was pretty good. All right.
Thank you.
You go. You count down. Everyone pulls the lever. This giant metal assembly made of foot-thick telescoping cylinders slams downwards, and you can feel the vibration like in your bones as it travels through the room. This was big and heavy, and now it is sealed. It gets very dark in here. Not a problem for really any of you. There is one more thing, though. Remember how the gravity was really low in here? Because of all the magic?
Oh, God!
Uh-huh.
Yes.
That becomes less of a thing.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Although Kulvans is stuck to the ceiling, Cog is secured, Wealthy was at the floor, Grix is on the back of a dragon, or within easy reach of it, Jesse is on a hook, and Skrullo is hanging off a lever now. Actually, no, because you would have given him Stone Shape Potion to use.
I gave him the... We did the Stone Shape Potion for him.
That's right, because he thanked you for his perch. All right. So,
gravity's subjective.
Down. You are all securely up at a ceiling, but the core mellowed out as the shield went down, and everything appears to be stabilized, and that's where we will pick up next time.
All right.
Sweet! Woo-hoo!
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Aaron. Thanks, Aaron! Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
Is Ian cutting out occasionally for everybody else?
No.
No?
Okay. Well, that's great news for me.
Isn't that special? Who could be responsible? Satan?
What?
What?
I said no, she's special.
Don't
she's
doing think church that I lady. Sounded enough like church lady for you to...
I said, isn't that special? No. I'll stop trying to be funny.
No,
it's just that I didn't
remember church lady.
No, it's that I didn't understand how what I said reminded you of church lady.
No, it just isn't that special, you know, that you're the one getting to hear all that. So that's what I said.
Oh, okay.
And then I said, I wonder who could be responsible.
Hashtag blessed.
See, I have to explain the joke. So now it's.
That's how you know.
That makes it funnier.
Yeah, that does make it funnier. 100%.